Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? 1 Kings 19:9-13. Elijah was losing courage. Jezebel had sent word to Elijah, So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. 1 Kings 19:2. Elijah had slain the prophets of Baal, and now Jezebel threatened his life. In discouragement, he fled to take refuge in a cave. Elijah decided that all had forsaken the Lord except for him. In a society of wickedness, Elijah felt that he was overcome. God called him from the cave, for Elijah was unable to serve God in a cave. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3. The foundation of holiness was being destroyed. The devotion of a people was being destroyed. Idolatry and sinfulness appeared to be in control. What was Elijah to do? Get out of the cave, because the Lord is in his holy temple. Psalms 11:4. No human element nor human force can stand against God. God reminded Elijah, I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. 1 Kings 19:18. God promised Elijah that good would triumph and evil would be conquered. In difficult times, when we feel overwhelmed, we must remember the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Psalms 11:4-6. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.